welcome to Game 22 of the 2019-20 Tenora Rams Lady Basketball Schedule. Coming up live from Tenora High School's Ellen Moore Gymnasium, it's the Tenora Rams hosting the Fairview Apaches in the final of the GMC game of the season for both teams. Tonight's GMC matchup will tip in approximately 5 minutes. Overall series, Fairview leads by a total of 26 wins for the Apaches and 21 wins for the Lady Rams. Last year, the Lady Rams were defeated over at Fairview by the Lady Apaches by a score of 60-43. Tenora's head coach, Kyle Teachy, and his young Lady Rams are coming into tonight's contest at 3-18 overall. The Lady Rams are 2-4 heading into this Green Medal Conference finale. The Lady Rams are 2-3 in their last five games. Lady Rams last played was on Saturday night, losing to the Montpelier Lady Locomotives 49-28. Lady Rams tournament trail will start on February 19th as they travel to Bluffton High School to take on the number 2 seed, the 16-2 Liberty Benton Eagles. Last year, the Lady Eagles knocked out the Rams by a score of 77-32. So the Lady Rams are coming into this contest averaging 35 points a game on offense while giving up 51 points a game on defense. Tenora is 1-7 at home this season. High game, 62 points at Hilltop. Their low game was 18 points. Both those were losses. The Lady Rams, or the Lady Apaches of Fairview, come into tonight with an overall record of 16-3. The Lady Apaches are 5-1 in the GMC, trailing only Wayne Trace. The Lady Apaches come in winning 10 of their last 11. Fairview is averaging 55 points a game on offense while giving up 42 points a game on defense. Overall high, 76, and a win versus Hilltop. Their low was a 37-point output in a defeat at the hands of the Bryan Lady Golden Bears. Fairview Apaches' tournament run will look like this. They have a first-round bye. Then on the 22nd, they will take on the winner of Spencerville or Van Buren. Last year, Lady Apaches came in at 15-5, heading into the postseason. They were hoping to make a long run into the tourney. Unfortunately, that run ended way too soon in a stunning loss to the Lady Patriots of Patrick Kennedy by a score of 45-37. Fairview is coached by Russell Zedike, assisted by Allison O'Neill Solik, JV coach Nikki Grine. Fairview's colors, black, gold, and white. They are also Division III. Superintendent Steve Arnold, Principal Tim Raymond, Athletic Director is Paul Yunker, Athletic Trainer Bryson North. Her Lady Rams are coached by Head Coach Kyle Teachy, assisted by Kent Teachy and Michael Walker. The Lady Rams are also Division III. Colors forest green and white. Superintendent Nicole Wells, Principal Eric Tipton, Athletic Director here at Tenora, Craig Rutter, and Mr. Craig Rutter says hello to everyone listening out there in Radioland, Trainer Emily Trissel. So wherever you are, and however you may be listening, thanks for tuning in to tonight's game live from Tenora High School. Coming up is the Tenora Rams hosting the Fairview Lady Apaches in the GMC final, as well as the season finale for both teams. Of more of a historical note, this upcoming game will mark the Lady Rams' final game on this floor in this gym, the Ellen R. Moore Gymnasium. The gym was named after longtime Tenora coach, athletic director, driver's ed, teacher, guidance counselor, and Mr. Moore wore many a hat here. He was known as Mr. Tenora around here. In 1996, he was inducted into the Defiance College Hall of Fame. In 1999, the gym here at Tenora was named after Mr. Moore. He was also the founder of the Green Medals Conference, and he was the Green Medals Conference first commissioner. So, some interesting tidbits about Mr. Moore. Fantastic, the nicest person that anybody could ever meet when I was here in school, and probably most of you out there listening. And Mr. Moore was here, was always, always a fantastic person. JV game tonight. Fairview was victorious by a score of 41-31. Coming up, we will have the playing of the national anthem, and we will have player introductions. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. trying to get to Facebook Live tonight. If not, flip one over to the link that I supplied for the app.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Tenora High School for tonight's final girls' game in the Allen R. Moore Gymnasium between the visiting Apaches from Centerview High School and their own Tenora Rams. The Green Meadows Conference and the Ohio High School Athletic Association promote good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators. We request your cooperation by supporting the participants, coaches, and officials in a positive manner. Thank you. Your officials for tonight's game are Alan Hap Miller, Ben Soroka, and Jeremy T.G. To honor America and the men and women who have served and those who are serving our country today, to protect the freedoms that we enjoy, we invite you to stand if you are able, and please join in singing as the Tenora Pep Band plays our national anthem. Starting lineups for tonight's game. First for Fairview, coached by Russell Zedike. At guard, the 5'4" freshman, number 2, Kerry Zedike. At guard, the 5'6" junior, number 22, Kirsten Klein. At guard, the 5'6" junior, number 23, Michelle Marshall. At 4, the 5'8" senior, number 34, Riley Mueller. And at 4, the 5'9" junior, number 24, Olivia Basuta. Introducing the starters for Tenora, coached by Kyle T.G. At guard, the 5'6" freshman, number 1, Emma Ranger. At guard, the 5'5" junior, number 2, Tristan Norden. At the third guard position, the 5'6" freshman, number 3, Emily Haar. At 4, the 5'7" sophomore, number 0, Amanda Meyer. And at 4, 5'7" freshman, number 12, Liv Muller. Best wishes to both teams.
There are your starters for the visiting Lady Apaches: Kerry Zedike, Kirsten Klein, Michelle Marshall, Olivia Recisa, Riley Mueller. For the Rams, Amanda Meyer, Anna Frazier, Tristan Norton, Emily Haar, Liv Muller. Apaches in the traveling blacks, yellow numbers, white trim. Rams, home whites, green numbers, white trim. Thanks everybody for tuning in the final home game here in the history of the Allen Moore Gymnasium for the Lady Rams. Boys finale will take place next week. Middle whistle. Recisa Amanda Meyer jumping. It is basketball time here at Sonora High School. Opening tip controlled by the Lady Apaches. Driving baseline is Olivia Rusisa. Right baseline, throws it up and in. Lady Apaches 2, Lady Rams nothing. Full court pressure applied by Fairview Lady Apaches. Actually, that was Mueller on the score for Fairview. 34-24, and for the Lady Rams, Moeller flips it over the head of Trista Norton out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Rams. Very nostalgic night here. Almost a full house. Fantastic crowd on the hand for the final girls game here. Ball sails out of bounds off of the knee of Kerry Zedike. Turnover on the Lady Apaches just underway. First quarter, 7:24. Lady Apaches 2, Lady Rams nothing from the Ellen Moore Gymnasium at Sonora High School. Full court pass intercepted by the Lady Apaches. Lady Rams trying to make a play. Nothing happened. Drives baseline. Riley Miller throws it up and it's in. She's fouled. She will go to the line to the left, shooting one. 5'8 junior, Riley Miller. We'll shoot into the stage area here at Sonora High School. Free throw up and good. Mueller with five, all 5 points for Fairview. Early 5-0 lead for the Apaches, 7:20 and counting. Lady Rams trying to get the ball across half court. Hard, quickly head to Frazier, drives left side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Lady Apaches. Quickly ahead to Klein. Klein drives right side of the paint, throws it up with the right hand and in. Klein with her first two, 7-0 Lady Apaches, 1 minute into the game. Full court pressure, we have a foul in the backcourt. Har was double-teamed trying to get rid of the ball to Liv Moeller. Foul will be on the Lady Apaches. Michelle Marshall whistled. That's her first, team's first. Both teams with one foul each. Inbounding the ball on the far side for the Lady Rams. Liv Moeller throws it in to Trista Norton across the timeline. Moeller quickly head to Har. Har on baseline. Pass intended for Frazier is knocked out of bounds by Fairview's Riley Mueller. Liv Moeller will inbound the ball on the far side in front of the Ram fans. Flips it into Emily Har. Har in the Rams' backcourt on the left side. Goes to the left wing. Flips it to Norton. Norton on the left wing. Still looking, tries to go back door to Har. Har gets it, throws it off the left side of the backboard. Shot's no good. Rebound, Riley Mueller. Across the timeline come the Ladies Apaches. Kerry Zedike. Zedike, right side of the lane. Flips it out to Klein. Klein fakes a three, drives right side of the baseline, throws it up. Shot's no good, but we have a whistle and a foul. Foul will be on the Lady Rams. Foul will be on Lady Ram freshman Anna Frazier. That's her first, team's second. So going to the line to the left will be Ladies Apache Jr., Kirsten Klein. First free throw by Klein, rim and no good. One more free throw coming for the junior. 5'6 junior Kirsten Klein toes the line. Right hand free throw rolls around. No good. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by the Lady Rams. Trista Norton has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Emily Har. Har has the ball knocked away, but we have a whistle and a foul. Lady Apaches playing full court pressure. This foul will be on Michelle Marshall. That is her second, team second. So Marshall with two quick fouls. 6:17 and counting, 7-0 Lady Apaches here in the first quarter from Ellen Moore Gymnasium, the final game. Driving baseline for Lady Rams. Oakley throws a runner-up, no good. Ball sails out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Lady Rams. Oakley came in for Frazier in the last timeout. Michelle Marshall checks out. Norton inbounding the ball underneath, throws the ball off of the back of Kerry Zedike as she was getting close to the 5-second call. Smart play by Lady Rams, Trista Norton. 6:07 remaining, first quarter, 7-0, Lady Apaches, Lady Rams still scoreless. Liv Moeller to the elbow on the left side, throws it back out to Trista Norton on the wing, cross court pass to Oakley. Oakley on the right side, now dribbles between the circles, picked up her dribble. Looking for an outlet. Gives it to Liv Moeller. Moeller, left front court for the Rams. Hounded by Kristen Klein. Moeller drives. Picks up her dribble. Gives it to Trista Norton. Norton back out to Oakley, who lets a three-point shot fly from the left wing. No good. Rebound. Casey Mavis into the game in the last timeout. Mavis drives, left-hand floater in the lane, front rim, back rim, and it rolls in. Mavis with her first two. 9-0 Lady Apaches, 5:26 remaining, opening quarter. Right, Lady Rams trapped in the backcourt. Liv Moeller, we have a whistle, and we have a timeout. Timeout. Tenora, Lady Rams, timeout. 5:21 remaining in the opening quarter. Lady Apaches 9, Lady Rams nothing. As we said, this is the final game here at the Ellen Moore Gymnasium. The gymnasium was named after longtime Tenora guidance counselor, athletic director. Mr. Moore was a driver's ed teacher, just an all-around fantastic individual. That in 1999, they named the gym after Mr. Moore. In 1996, he was inducted into the D.C. Hall of Fame. Mr. Moore was actually the founding father of the Green Meadows Conference, and he was the conference's first commissioner. Final game tonight here for the girls. The actual final game here will take place next Thursday. The boys will host the Ottaville. So get on out here for the final game next Thursday. We'll be reminiscing kind of throughout the game when we have time. Sure, we'll run into some dead time talking about years of the past, old coaches, individual records, and whatnot that have taken place here. We're back here. Lady Rams will inbound the ball right in front of the scores table. Moeller flips it in to Har. Har across the timeline on the left side into the Rams' left front court. Has the ball taken away. Ball's taken away by the Lady Apaches. On the wing, Recisa, down low, right, left baseline, dumps it off to a cutting Kirsten Klein. We have a whistle and a foul. Foul will be on the Lady Rams. Emily Haar whistled for the foul, so going to the free throw line. Kirsten Klein, first free throw, rim no good. Maggie Noggle checking in for Amanda Meyer. So with Lady Rams' third team foul. One more free throw coming for the junior Kirsten Klein. Tuning into the student area. Free throw round the rim. Falls out. Ball's on the floor. We have a whistle. We have a jump ball. Moeller, Noggle, and Mavis down there for the Apaches. Alternating possession. The ball will go over to the Lady Rams. Full court pressure applied by the Apaches. Moeller quickly ahead to Har. Still in the Rams' backcourt. Har double team. Over to Moeller. Moeller full court pass to Norton. Norton has the ball stolen from her. Quickly ahead. Mueller fires it off the window. Out of bounds. It's no good. And it sails out of bounds. Off the Lady Apaches. Ball will go over to the Lady Rams. 4:38 remaining. Opening quarter. 9-0 Fairview. In the final game here at Tenora's Ellen Moore Gymnasium. Across the timeline comes Kylie Oakley. Oakley to Norton on the right wing. Lets a three-point shot go, and she hits the bottom of the net. Tristan Norton for three. Her first three. Lady Rams first three. 9-3. Fairview 4:20 and counting here in the opening quarter. Mavis between the circles leaves the ball for Mueller. Mueller to Zedike. Zedike drives, gets in the lane, drops it off down low to Recisa. Recisa back out to Mueller. Three-point shot from the right wing is good. Riley Mueller with 8, 12, 3, Lady Apaches. Har, trapped in the backcourt, has the ball stolen by Olivia Recisa. Quickly ahead to Mueller. Mueller down low to Klein. Shot blocked, no good. Klein gets her own rebound. We have a whistle on the rebound. And we have a foul. Foul will go on the Lady Rams again. Emily Har whistled for the foul. That's her second. Har out. Frazier back in for the Lady Rams. 12-3 Fairview. 3:50 remaining in the opening quarter. Down low, Recisa. Floater from the right side. Off the window and in. Olivia Recisa with her first two. 14-3. Inbound pass. Stolen by the ladies of Apaches. Kristen Klein. Klein, right side to Mueller. Mueller drives. Hits Zedike on the left wing. Three-point shot. Back rim, no good. Zedike gets her own rebound. Down low to Mueller. Fires it up, no good. Rebound, Oakley. Oakley double-teamed. We have a whistle and a foul. Oakley grabbed the rebound in the key. Have a whistle. foul will be on the Lady Apaches. Riley Mueller whistled for the foul, 14-3. Lady Apaches with the early lead, 3:21 in the opening quarter. Norden in the Rams backcourt quickly across the timeline on the far side in her home white uniform. Top side, Liv Mueller. Mueller to Oakley. Oakley, right wing, three-point shot off the backboard and in. Kylie Oakley called a bank on the three-point shot. Oakley with her first three, 14-6. Lady Rams with an eight-point deficit. Zedike between the circles, gets down low, fakes a shot, hits Kirsten Klein on the left wing. Throws it out to Recisa, who lets a three-point shot go from the right side. No good. Ball's on the floor. Rebound. Grabbed by Casey Mavis. We have a whistle, and we have a foul. We'll be on the Lady Rams. Foul will be on Kylie Oakley. That's her first, team's fifth already. 14-8, Lady Apaches, 2:46 remaining in the opening quarter. Lady Apaches inbound the ball. Down low, Zedike has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Lady Rams, Liv Mueller. We have a whistle as Mueller tries to spin out of that. The ball was jarred loose, but we have a foul. Foul will be on Casey Mavis. That's her first, team's fourth. Fouls are racking up here in the first quarter. Lady Rams 5, Lady Apaches 4. Still 2:40 to go. 14-6, Lady Apaches. Across the timeline comes Norden. Hits Maggie Nagel at the free throw line. Nagel backdoor to Frazier. Throws it off the right side of the window and scores. Anna Frazier with her first two, 14-8. Lady Apaches with a six-point lead. On the left side, Carrie Smith into the game. Hits Olivia Recisa top side. Recisa to Mueller. Mueller spins. Corner, Zedike, three-point shot from the right side, no good. Mueller chased down with the rebound. Top side, the ball goes to Kerry Smith. Smith on the right side, pulls up a jumper just inside the three-point line, no good. Rebound, Anna Frazier. Frazier double team, has the ball knocked away, quickly ahead to Noggle. Noggle across the timeline on the near side, gives it back to Tristan Norden, 14-8. Lady Apaches, 1:50 and counting. Norden to Oakley in the left corner. Oakley three-point shot. Back rim no good. Rebound. Lady Rams. Maggie Noggle. Noggle on the right side of the block. Floats. One up in the air. Rim no good. Ball still bouncing around on the floor. Noggle has it. We have a whistle. We have a jump ball. Alternating possession. The ball goes over to the Lady Apaches. Fantastic hustle by Maggie Noggle on that play. Lady Rams trailing by 6. 14-8. 1:34 remaining in the first quarter here from Tenora High School, Ellen Moore Gymnasium, the final home game for the Lady Rams. Across the timeline, Zedike. Zedike on the wing to Kerry Smith. Left wing, Zedike topside, Casey Mavis. Mavis drives, baseline, throws up a floater, no good. Rebound chased down by Olivia Recisa. Recisa to Mueller in the corner. Mueller to Recisa on the left wing. Recisa drives free throw line, throws it in the corner to Kerry Smith. Smith down low to Mavis. Runner no good. Rebound Amanda Meyer. Meyer double team, gives the ball to Hard. Hard double team. Back to Meyer. We have a whistle. And we have a foul. Foul in the backcourt will be on the Lady Apaches. This foul will go against Riley Mueller. 14-8. Lady Apaches with a 6-point lead. 56 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Meyer, Har, Norden, Noggle, and Oakley on the floor for the Lady Rams. For Fairview, Kerry Smith, Casey Mavis, Kendall Baker, Casey Mavis, and Kerry Zedike. Across the timeline comes Liv Mueller, Amanda Meyer has the ball knocked away out of bounds. Just short of the timeline. Went back beyond the timeline as it was knocked out by the Lady Apaches. So inbounding the ball in front of the scorer's table will be Lady Rams. Amanda Meyer flips it into Har. Har still in the backcourt, flips it to Meyer. Meyer across the timeline, gets to the arc, throws it to Noggle at the free throw line, to Oakley on the wing, to Har. Har gets to the free throw line, bounce pass down low. Maggie Noggle shot up and in. Maggie Noggle on the scoreboard with her first two. 14-10, Lady Rams trail by 4, driving Zedike. Zedike has the ball knocked away, picked up out of the air by Lady Rams' Amanda Meyer. Down to 19 seconds, Lady Rams trail by 4, 14-10. Across the timeline, coming to Lady Rams. Har on the left wing, flips it to Norden. Norden, left wing, we're down to 7 seconds. Norden, between the circles, gets to the free throw line, spins again, spins, looks, Maggie Nago all alone, throws it off the window and in at the buzzer. And he is fouled. Nago with four, will look for five at the line. 14 to 12. Lady Rams trail by just 2.8 seconds remaining. Freshman Nagel will go to the line. One free throw. Nagel dribbles, flips it up, and it's in. Nagel with five. Lady Rams trail by one. Full court pass. Shot by Terry Smith comes up short. That is the end of the first quarter here at Tenora High School. Lady Apaches 14. Lady Rams 13. It was, I believe, 9-0 at one point. Looked like this game was just going to get completely out of control early. And we're going to talk about the Ellenmore Gymnasium and all the memories. Then Lady Rams made a fantastic comeback, capped off by that three-point play at the end of the quarter by freshman Maggie Nagel. Nagel with five, leading scorer for the Rams. So we'll head into the second quarter here at Sonora High School and the Ellenmore Gymnasium. Fairview 14, Lady Rams of Tenora 13. Fairview coming in at 16-5, 5-1 in the GMC. Lady Rams coming in at 3-18, 2-4 in the GMC. Opening possession of the second quarter, Lady Rams will get it in the backcourt. Emily Har, Har across the timeline between the circles, guarded closely by Kerry Smith. Har, topside to Nagel. Nagel at the free throw line, gives it back to Norden. Norden between the circles, gets to the free throw line, drops it to Meyer. Meyer on the right side of the free throw line, spins, gets down low, throws up a shot, rim, rolls, no good. Rebound, Kendall Baker, just underway, second quarter, 7:30 and counting, 14-13, the Lady Apaches with a one-point lead. Topside, Lady Apaches, Kendall Baker fires a three, shot is no good from the topside, rebound, Amanda Meyer. Gives it to Emily Har. Har in the Rams' backcourt. Across the timeline on the far side comes Har. Picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass intended for Tristan Norden. Sails out of bounds into the hands of Fairview head coach Russell Zedike. Turnover, Lady Rams. Maggie Nagel out. Liv Muller in for the Lady Rams. The Lady Apaches by one, 7 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Topside, Kerry Smith between the circles, gets to the free throw line, pass down low, knocked away. Whistle, bunch of girls on the floor, and we have a jump ball. Drop down pass intended for, I believe Kerry Smith was knocked away by the Lady Rams, and we had a scrum on the floor, jump balls, but the Lady Apaches retain possession in the corner. Kerry Zedike drives left side, picks up her dribble, gives it for a trailing Klein. Klein off the window, off the rim, and it falls. Kirsten Klein on the scoreboard with 4 points now. 16-13 Lady Apaches. 6:36 and counting here at Tenora High School. Har has the ball knocked away. She gets it back, flips it to Liv Moeller. We have a whistle, and we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout Tenora. Lady Rams, time out. As we said, this is the final regular season game for the Lady Rams. Final home game ever for the Lady Rams. Lady Rams tournament trail will start next week. They will play Liberty Benton. That will take place at Bluffton High School on February 19th. I believe that's next Wednesday. So next Wednesday, the Lady Rams will take on the Liberty Benton Eagles, where last year the Lady Rams traveled down there and were beaten 77-32 by Liberty Benton, who went quite a ways deep into the playoffs back here. 16-13 Lady Apaches. Emily getting ready to check in for the Lady Rams along with Maggie Nagel with the next time out. Har gives it to Oakley. Oakley between the circles. She's double-teamed, looking for an outlet. Gives it to Moeller. Moeller drives right side. Flips it back to Oakley, who has the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Kendall Baker. Rams will maintain possession, inbounding the ball in front of Oakley and Har out. Nagel and Lieb in for quick breather for the girls. Moeller has the ball knocked away, out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Lady Rams. We're down to 6:12 remaining. 16-13, Lady Apaches with the lead. Moeller flips it into Norton. Norton between the circles, gets to the free throw line, still dribbling, has the ball knocked away. Ball's on the floor, picked up by the Lady Apaches. Kirsten Klein has the ball knocked away. Now it's all over the floor. We got bodies all over the place. Picked up by Amanda Meyer for the Lady Rams. Meyer gives the ball to Emma Lieb. Lieb across the timeline between the circles to Tristan Norton. Norton lets a three-point shot fly from the left wing, and it's good. Tristan Norton for three ties the game at 16. Norton with six. 5:40 remaining in the second quarter here at Tenora. Carrie Smith drives baseline, flips it back out to Mavis. Mavis floater, no good, gets her own rebound, flips it up and in. Casey Mavis gives the Apaches a two-point lead with her first points of the game, 18-16. Norton drives right side, has ball knocked away as she was triple-teamed, picked up by Kirsten Klein. Klein across the timeline for the Apaches on the right side. Flips it out. Three-point shot from the right wing. Kendall Baker, shot no good. Rebound, Amanda Meyer, 18-16. Lady Apaches with a two-point lead as we hit the five-minute mark here in the second quarter. Last home game at the Ellen Moore Gymnasium for the Lady Rams. Norton, right side, hits Amanda Meyer, who fires up a three-point shot as she's fouled on the play. The shot was no good, so Meyer will go to the line shooting three. Foul is on the Lady Apaches, Casey Mavis. That's the team's seventh foul. Mavis's second. So Amanda Meyer goes to the line to close in here, shooting three free throws. First one, back rim, no good. Riley Mealy are going to check back in, along with Olivia Recisa. Second free throw by Meyer, rim, no good. And Michelle Marshall also checks in for Kendall Baker, Casey Mavis, and Kerry Smith coming to the bench. Third free throw up, and this one back rim, and it rolls in for Amanda Meyer. She gets one of the three, cuts the lead to one, 18-17. Lady Apaches with the one-point lead here, 4:40 and counting in the second quarter at Tenora High School. Mueller drives baseline, flips it out into the corner to Kristen Klein, who drives baseline, and we have a whistle on the foul as Klein drives the right side. Foul will be on the Lady Rams. Maggie Nagel whistled for the foul. That's her first, team six, going to the line to the right. Shooting into the stage area will be Kirsten Klein for the Lady Apaches. First free throw rolls around and out. Frazier checking in for the Rams. Maggie Nagel out. One more free throw coming for Kirsten Klein. 5'6" junior, right hand toss up, front rim, and it rolls in. Klein with her fifth point, 19-17, as Norton goes across the timeline with a floater in the lane. It's up and it's in. She draws the foul. Tristan Norton will go to the line looking for a three-point play. Foul will be on Kirsten Klein. That's her first, team's eighth. Free throw's no good. Rebound, Lady Rams. Norton gets the ball back. Down low to Frazier. Drives baseline. Ball goes off her foot. Right into the hands of Liv Moeller, who hits Emma Lieb. Lieb to Meyer. Meyer has the ball knocked away. The ball's on the floor. We're going to have a whistle, and we have a jump ball. Game is tied at 19. 4:18 remaining in the second quarter. Pleasant surprise for Kyle T.G. and his young Lady Rams. Inbounding the ball underneath their own basket will be the Lady Rams' Tristan Norton. Norton looking, Still looking, flips it into Moeller, who has the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Kirsten Klein near the Apaches. Down to 4:17. Game's tight at 19. Fairview with 18 fouls. Tenora with 6. Leading scorer, Riley Mueller with 8. For Lady Rams, Trista Norton with 8. Throws another one up and in. Lady Rams take a 2-point lead. That was Anna Frazier on the drive. 21-19, Lady Rams. As we hit the four-minute mark here in the second quarter. Pass down low goes to Mueller. We have a whistle and we have a foul. Emma Lieb will be whistled for the grab. That will be Emma Lieb's first foul. That is the seventh team foul, so going to the line. And a one-and-one will be Lady Apache Riley Mueller. Mueller dribbles. Right hand toss up, and she hits nothing but the bottom of the net. Mueller with 9. Lady Rams 21. Lady Apaches 20. That's right. Second quarter. 3:50 and counting. One more free throw coming for the senior Mueller. Rolls around. No good. Picked up as bodies fly all over the floor by Amanda Meyer. Meyer to Lieb. Lieb across the timeline. Quickly head to Frazier. Drives right side. Frazier spins back out. Gives it to Lieb on the wing. Lieb drives. Has the ball knocked away. She gets it back. We have a whistle and a foul. Foul will be on the ladies Lady Apaches. Going to the line will be Lady Rams sophomore Emma Lieb. This foul will be on Kirsten Klein. That's her first, team's ninth. Frazier out. Noggle in. Moeller out. Oakley in for the Lady Rams. Line to the right. Lady Rams. Emma Lieb. Free throw up and nothing but the bottom of the net for Emma Lieb. Lieb with her first point. Lady Rams 22, Lady Apaches 20. Lieb, one more free throw. Right hand toss for the sophomore. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Olivia Recisa. Recisa to Mueller. Down the far side, Mueller drives. We have a whistle and we have a foul as she ran into Lady Rams Maggie Noggle. So going back to the line will be Riley Mueller. Mueller with 9 points tonight. Checking in for the Lady Rams, Liv Moeller. Checking out Maggie Noggle. Maggie Noggle. Fantastic minutes so far for the Lady Rams. So Mueller will shoot into the stage area here at Elmore Gymnasium. First free throw is nothing but the bottom of the net. Mueller in double digits, now with 10. Lady Rams 22, Lady Apaches 21. 3:33 remaining. Second free throw by Mueller. Ties the game at 22. Lady Rams inbound the ball. Norton in the Rams backcourt. Full court pressure. Norton gives the ball to Liv Moeller. Moeller drives, has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Trying to save it is Kirsten Klein. She stepped on the line. So the ball will stay with the Lady Rams at the closed in here at Sonora High School. Norton will inbound the ball under her own basket. Norton looking, gets it in topside to Emma Lieb. Lieb between the circles, flips it to Kylie Oakley. Oakley between the circles, gives it back to Norton. Norton, top of the three-point arc, gives it to Oakley. Oakley to Moeller in the left corner. Three-point shot up, no good. We have a whistle, and we have a foul. I think the foul will go against the Rams. Amanda Meyer, no. We're going to give it to Emma Lieb. That's Lieb's second, team's ninth. So we'll come down to the other end where we will have Lady Apaches, Michelle Marshall, shoot the front end of the 1-1. Both teams now with 9 team fouls. First free throw rattles home. Marshall with her first point. Gives the Apaches a 1-point lead at 23-22. One more free throw coming for Michelle Marshall. Tosses it up. Rattles this one home. Marshall with 2 gives the Apaches a 2-point lead. And the inbound pass, we have a whistle and a foul. Foul will be on the Lady Apaches. Riley Mueller whistled for the foul. That's her third. Mueller with three fouls. So going to the line will be Lady Rams' Emily Haar. Haar line to the right. First free throw by Haar. Back rim, no good. 24-22, 3:08 remaining in the second quarter. Mavis in, Mueller out for the Lady Apaches. Russell Zedike standing, pacing. Free throw by Haar is no good. Rebound, Lady Apaches. Across the timeline, Michelle Marshall between the circles to Zedike. Zedike, left wing, looks to drive. Cut off by Oakley. Top side, ball goes to Recisa. Cross-court pass to Mavis. Drops it down low to Marshall. Marshall, top side, Klein. Klein to Marshall. Marshall gives it back to Klein. Klein to Marshall. To Zedike on the left side. Drop down pass for Recisa. Off the window. No good. Rebound. Lady Rams. Meyer with the rebound. Gets it ahead to Norden. Norden across the timeline. Lady Rams trail by two. 24-22. 2:20 remaining. Norden to Mueller. For Moeller. Moeller knocked down. Flips it to Oakley. Oakley right wing. Gives it to Norden. Norden drives right side. Throws it off the window. No good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Lady Rams. Kylie Oakley from the left wing. Her foot was on the line, so it's only going to be a two. Ties the game at 24 as we hit the two-minute mark. Oakley with five. Down the other way, Fairview Apaches. Floater in the lane. Marshall, no good. Gets her own rebound. No, Zedike got the rebound. Threw it up. We have a whistle and a foul. Foul will be on the Lady Rams, Emily Haar. Haar whistled for her third foul. Both teams now in the bonus with 10 fouls each. Going to the line will be freshman Kerry Zedike. First free throw by the freshman is good. Emma Lieb back into the game for Emily Haar. Lieb seen some minutes tonight. One more free throw coming for the freshman Zedike. Right hand push up. Back rim no good. Rebound Kylie Oakley. 25-24. Lady Apaches by one. 150 across the timeline. Norden. Norden gets to the free throw line. Floater off the rim. No good. Rebound Zedike. Zedike quickly head to Klein. Klein down the left side. Throws it up. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Meyer. Meyer to Norden. Norden across the timeline. What's a three-pointer fly? And it's good. Tristan Norden for three from the right side. 27-25. Rams by two. Norden with 11. Zedike drives. Quickly head to Recisa. Recisa gives it to Klein, who drives, throws it off the left-hand side of the window on the rim, and it falls. Ties the game at 27. Klein with seven. 1:10 remaining. Three-point shot from the corner. Emma Lieb, no good. Rebound, Michelle Marshall. Marshall across the timeline on the far side. Leaves it for Mavis. Mavis drives, throws it off the window from the left side and scores it. Mavis with four gives the Apaches a two-point lead, 29-27, 45 seconds and counting. Down low goes Norden, spins, throws it up, shot's no good, rebound Recisa. Recisa quickly ahead to Klein. Klein, floater in the lane, off the window, no good, rebound Lady Apaches, Mavis. We have a whistle, we have a jump ball. Down to 34 seconds. 29-27, Lady Apaches with a two-point lead here at Tenora High School's Allen Moore Gymnasium. The final game for the girls on this floor. Oakley out, Noggle in. Lieb, Noggle, Meyer, Norden, and Moeller on the floor for the Lady Rams. Corner, Zedike on the right side. Pass down low to Marshall. Knocked away, picked up by Mavis. Mavis on the wing to Recisa. Recisa hits a cutting Zedike, throws it off the window, no good. Rebound Lady Rams, has the ball knocked away. Noggle does, picked up by Recisa. Floater from the left side off the window, and she scores it. Olivia Recisa gives the Apaches a 4-point lead. Recisa now with four, down to 2 seconds. Pass to Lieb, no shot attempt as time expires. So we will head to half here at Tenora High School. Halftime score, Fairview Lady Apaches 31, Tenora Lady Rams 27. Leading scores in the first half. Riley Mueller with 11. Kirsten Klein with 7. Casey Mavis with 4. Olivia Recisa with 4 for the Lady Rams, leading score in the first half. Trista Norton had 11. Maggie Nagel with 5. Very fantastic play by the Lady Rams in the first half. Head coach Kyle Teege and his staff have to be happy going in trailing these Apaches by 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight you
GMC standings, Wayne Trace 6-0, Fairview 5-1, Antwerp and Ayersville are 3-3, Hicksville, Edgerton, and Tenora are 2-4, Holgate is 1-5. Best records overall, Wayne Trace is 17-4 overall, Fairview 16-5, Lady Rams are 3-18. So thanks for everybody for tuning in for the first half. We'll take a tiny break here, and we'll be back with second half action. In a few moments, as soon as I key up my theme songs that we play at halftime, because we can't play music. Facebook does not allow music, so we just play 70s, 80s TV theme songs. So we'll be back in about 6-7 minutes with the second half. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
A crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
About 2 minutes left. Can I see my knob? I can't see that. Half line. But fantastic half by Kyle Tichy and the Lady Rams, trailing by a score of 31-27. Yes, 31-27. End of the first quarter, Lady Rams trailed by 14-13. Fantastic second quarter. Lady Rams scored 14. Apache scored 17. Halftime score 31-27. Leading score for Rams, Tristan Norton 11. Riley Mueller with 11 for the Lady Apaches. Like we said, final home game here at the Elmore Gymnasium for the Lady Rams. Final game will be next Thursday for the boys. That will be the final contest here. I'll say the graduation that will take place at the end of May. Gym named after Mr. Alan Moore, known as Mr. Tenora here at Tenora. 1999, they named the gym after Mr. Moore. 1996, Mr. Moore was inducted into the D.C. Hall of Fame, and he was the founder and the first commissioner of the Green Meadows Conference. So, Mr. Moore, the nicest person that you ever want to meet here at Sonora. Mr. Moore passed away years ago, but his memory still lives on here at Sonora. Like we said, some of the coaches from the past.
9-3-7-2.
Anita Dunbar was the initial coach, followed by Judy Brouse. Kathy Chip Cavanaugh, coach when I was here, followed by Miss Arps, Brenda Arps, Michelle Foltz. 91 and 95, Martha Dement. Martha, 70% winning percentage here at Sonora. Followed by Jerry Griffith. Christina Bainfeld took over for 4 years. Rich Thiel, 2004 to 2014. Mr. Thiel, 71% winning percentage, 148 all-time wins. Followed by Robin Eberle and Kyle T.G., head coach currently. So that's where we're at for the head coaches. Individual records, Lori Harris, 43 points, and Christina Bainfeld also scored 43 points for the Lady Rams. Steals, Sarah Slotman. She's all over the record book here. Rebounds, Lori Harris. She's all over the record books for rebounds, all-time game, and tied with Tammy Bainfeld. Free throw percentage, Sarah Harris and Anna Steffel. Free throws, Sarah Slotman, three-pointers, Gina Norton. Blocks, Chelsea Timmons. Back here, start of the third quarter, Lady Rams opening possession will go into the staged area. Lady Rams, home whites, Lady Apaches, blacks. Road blacks, yellow numbers, white trim. Frazier drives, left baseline, throws it off the window and in. Anna Frazier with six. Lady Rams trail by two, 31-29 here at Sonora High School. Ellen Moore Gymnasium. Mueller quickly drops it down low to Klein. Klein throws up a shot. Shot's no good, but we have a whistle and we have a foul. Lady Ram foul will be on Anna Frazier. That's Anna's third. Team's first. Going line to the right. Kirsten Klein. First free throw by Klein. Rattles out. One more free throw coming to Klein. Klein with seven tonight. Looking for eight. Second free throw. This one is good. Klein now with eight. 32-29. Lady Apaches with a three-point lead, 7-17 and counting. Third quarter, Frazier drives, spins out of that, throws it to Moeller, top of the three-point arc, but we have a whistle as Frazier's knocked to the ground. Foul will be on the Lady Apaches. First team foul. I think they called it on Riley Mueller, and that's her fourth. It is. That is Mueller's fourth foul. Down low. Ball goes in to Har. Har, shot no good. Chases down her own rebound in the left corner. Drives left baseline. Throws up a shot. Rolls around the rim and falls off. Rebound, Olivia Recisa. Recisa quickly ahead to Mueller. Mueller on the right side. Gets to the free throw line. Spins. Gets down low. Looks like she traveled. No call. Gets her own rebound. Throws it up. No good. Rebound. Lady Rams. Anna Frazier. Frazier with the rebound for the Lady Rams. 32-29. Lady Apaches. 3-point lead. 6:36 and counting. Meyer at the elbow. Spins down low. Spins again. Tries to get out of it. Has the ball stolen on the pass by Michelle Marshall. Marshall races down the floor. Throws it up on the right side. No good. Rebound. Klein. No good. Ball sails out of bounds. Off of Lady Rams. Tristan Norton. Ball will stay with the Lady Apaches. Checking in. Taylor King. Checking out will be Riley Mueller with those four fouls. So Mueller sets down. Lady Apaches with a three-point lead. 32-29, 6:21 and counting. Lady Apaches inbound the ball. Ball comes into Klein. Klein drives left side, throws up a shot. No good. We have another whistle and another foul. This foul will be on Tristan Norden. That's Norden's first, amazingly. She's the only one that doesn't have a foul, I think, on the floor. Frazier out. Noggle in for the Lady Rams. Both teams were in the bonus in the first half. Quickly down low. Ball comes in to Klein. Klein spins out of that. Throws it topside to Taylor King. King to Marshall. Marshall to Zedek. Zedek drives right side. Floater, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound by the Lady Apaches. King flips it out to Michelle Marshall. Sails off of her and into the scores table. Turnover on the Lady Apaches. Ball will go over to the Lady Rams, trailing by three. As we're hitting the six-minute mark here in the third quarter, Meyer, top of the three-point arc for the Rams, flips it on the wing to Liv Moeller. Moeller gets to the free throw line, left side, shot, rim, no good. Rebound, Taylor King. We have a whistle and a foul on the rebound. Foul will be on the Lady Rams. This one is Maggie Noggle. That's her third, team's third foul already. Everybody up there seems to have one, two, three, or for Fairview's Riley Mueller, she has four and probably will be on the bench for the remaining of the third quarter. Marshall leaves it for Klein. Cross-court pass to Zedek. Three-point shot from the right wing by Gary Zedek is up and good. Zedek with six, 35-29. Lady Apaches by six. Meyer for the Rams on the right side, just inside the three-point arc, gives it to Kylie Oakley. Oakley, right side of the three-point arc, has her pass knocked away and intercepted by Kristen Klein. Kirsten on the right side picks up her dribble, throws the ball back out to Michelle Marshall from the left side, launches a three, and she hits it. Marshall with five, 38-29. Lady Rams trail by nine now. Norden quickly ahead to Liv Moeller. Moeller has the ball knocked away as she runs into Kirsten Klein as she's whistled. Moeller is for an offensive foul. That's her first, team's fourth. 38-29. Fairview stretching the lead out a little bit here. We have a whistle on the floor. We have a timeout. Tenora, Rams, timeout. Lady Rams trailed by four heading into this quarter, 31-27. Lady Apaches have scored seven quick points to the Lady Rams two to take a nine-point lead, 38-29. As we said, going back looking at some of these records here, this is the last game at the Ellen Moore Gymnasium. Best record by a team, Martha Dement, several times. 18-2 in 1995, 2007-8 season, 2009-10 season, Coach Rich Thiel also equaled that. 8-2 record in 2010-11. Best overall record was 22-3, including tournament wins. That was by Coach Rich Thiel. 2007-8 and 2009-10. Most points scored by a team, 119, that was by Martha Dement's team in 1993. Back here, 38-29, 4:40 and counting in the third quarter. Lady Apaches stretching out a four-point halftime lead now to nine. Driving left side, Carrie Zedek. Zedek flips the ball back out to Kirsten Klein. Klein between the circles for the Lady Apaches, floats into the left side of the lane, throws up a runner, no good, gets her own rebound, throws it up, no good. We have a whistle. And we have another foul. This one will be on Amanda Meyer. And that's her first. Five team fouls already on the Lady Rams. One on the Lady Apaches. Going line to the right will be Kirsten Klein. First free throw, front iron, no good. Klein with 8 points in the game tonight. One more free throw coming in her road black jersey with the yellow numbers and white trim. Right hand flip. This one is good for Kirsten Klein. Klein now with 9. 10-point lead now as Norden crosses the timeline here. 39-29, Fairview 10-point lead. Norden floater, right side, no good. Rebound, Michelle Marshall. Marshall quickly ahead to Zedike. Zedike drives right side of the lane, throws up a runner, no good. Rebound, Kirsten Klein. Klein to Taylor King. Three-pointer from the right wing, no good. Chases down her rebound, tries to save it. She can't, into the hands of Kylie Oakley. Oakley in the Rams backcourt, flips it to Trista Norden. Norden across the timeline, breaks a double team, gets to the free throw line, bumps pass down low to Meyer. Meyer flips it to Frazier. Frazier drives right side, drops it down low to Meyer. Knocked away, gets her own rebound. Frazier flips it out to Trista Norden from the left side, and she nails it. Trista Norden for a three. Norden with 14. Cuts the lead to 7 as Klein drives baseline, throws it off the rim, and yes, we have a whistle and a foul. 39-32, 3:30 remaining here in the third quarter from Tenora High School's Ellen Moore Gymnasium. The final game going to the line. Kirsten Klein back to the line. Fouls on the Lady Rams, Kylie Oakley. That's her second. Free throw rolls in for Klein. Oakley out, Har in, Har, Meyer, Moeller, Norden and Frazier for the Rams. One more free throw coming for Kirsten Klein for the Lady Apaches. Front rim, no good. Ball's on the floor. Scooped up, batted by one of the Lady Apaches. Picked up by Michelle Marshall. Marshall on the right side. Flips it to Carrie Zedike. Zedike on the right wing. Throws it into the corner to Marshall. Marshall drives. Gets into the lane. She's whistled for a travel. Turnover, Lady Apaches. 40-32. 3:14 remaining in the third quarter. Frazier out. No, Amanda Meyer's out. Maggie Noggle in. Frazier just getting some words from head coach Kyle Tichy. Lady Rams trail by 8. 3:08 and counting. Har, pass intended for Frazier, is knocked away from her. Whistle. Foul on the Lady Apaches. Taylor King whistled for her first. Team second. Lady Rams have 16 fouls. Pass comes into Frazier. Frazier drives left side, spins into the key. Throws a pass back out to Moeller. Moeller drives left side, left baseline. Flips it to Noggle. Noggle quickly ahead to Hart. Fakes a three, drives left baseline. We have a whistle, and we have a blocking foul on the Fairview Lady Apaches. Michelle Marshall whistled for her third, team's third. Look up on the scoreboard. Everybody's got 3 fouls. Norden will inbound the ball right in front of the student section. Flips it in. Ball's knocked away out of bounds by Carrie Zedike. Zedike, nice looking freshman for head coach Russ Zedike. Norden will inbound the ball in the corner right to the left side of the Rams bench. Norden gets the ball from the official. Norden's looking. She's still looking, trying to get it in, still looking, throws it in, but we have a whistle, and we have a 5-second call, which was like a 3-second call. Boy, that was the quickest 5 seconds ever. Turnover, Lady Rams, 40-32, 2:53, remaining third quarter. Head coach Kyle Tiji asked for a brief moment with the ref as Lady Apaches looked in on the ball. Livy Recisa, daughter of Mr. Bobby Recisa, graduate of Tenora High School. Bobby down there chatted up with Mr. Dave Kieber. Reliving the 1986-87 Tenora Rams basketball season as Recisa drives. No good. Fantastic team that was with Recisa, Harris, Meyer, Kieber, all those, as Frazier has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Kristen Klein. Across the timeline comes Klein. For the Lady Apaches, 40-32. 8-point lead for the Apaches. The ball's knocked away and off of the Lady Rams, Liv Moeller. Checking in will be Amanda Meyer. Checking out will be Liv Moeller. down to 221. Lady Rams trail by 8 here in the final game at Ellen Moore Gymnasium for these ladies. Next year, new gym. Corner, Zedike takes a 3. Gets down low, throws it out to Taylor King. King at the free throw line, throws it on the wing to Kirsten Klein. Klein hits a cutting Zedike. Zedike down low to the left side, throws it off the rim, no good. Rebound, Taylor King throws it up, no good. Rebound, it's on the floor, picked up by Amanda Meyer. We have a whistle, and we have a foul. Foul will be on the Lady Apaches, Olivia Recisa. No, Michelle Marshall. Well, no, wait. Yeah, Recisa with the foul. Her first, team's fourth. Approach the two-minute mark. Lady Rams trail by 8. 40 to 32. Across the timeline, Emily Haar. Haar picks up her dribble on the right side. Down low, wide open. Maggie Noggle throws it off the window and in from the right side. Noggle with 7. Lady Rams cut it to 6. 42 34. Across the timeline, Zedike has the ball knocked away. Back door. Taylor King throws it up off the window. It's good, but we have a whistle and we have an offensive foul. Offensive foul on the Lady Apaches. Foul will be on Taylor King, who drove right into Anna Frazier. Frazier held her position. That is the second team foul on King. 15 foul overall. Oakley checking in. Frazier checking out. 40-34. 1:39 remaining in the third quarter. Lady Apaches by 6 here at Tenora High School's Ellen Moore Gymnasium. Across the timeline on the far side, Emily Haar. Haar picks up her dribbles in the Rams' right front court. Gives it to Tristan Norden. Norden dribbles it out between the circles, reverses it, gets to the free throw line, gives it to Haar. Haar just inside the 3-point arc, throws a pass down low off of Emily Haar's face. Back into Maggie Noggle. Noggle flips it up, no good, but we have a whistle and a foul. Actually, it was off of Maggie Noggle's face into the hands of Haar, who flinged it right back into Noggle, who threw up a shot and it was no good. So Noggle's shaking the cobwebs out as she goes to the line. Foul is on Taylor King. Her first free throw by Noggle is up and good. Maggie Noggle with 8. Lady Rams trail by 5, 40-35, 1:17 remaining in the third quarter here at Tenora High School's Ellen Moore Gymnasium, the final game for these Lady Rams. Second free throw, back rim, no good. Rebound, Recisa. Recisa for the Apaches to Zedike. Zedike across the timeline on the near side. Top of the three-point arc, she dribbles between the circles, picked up by Amanda Meyer. Zedike, right side, flips it back out to Mavis. Mavis, top side, Klein. Klein, far side, goes to Smith. Smith passes it back to Zedike in the Apaches' right front court. She, inside the three-point arc, passes it back out to Mavis. Mavis flips it to Klein. Klein between the circles. We're down to 45 seconds. Lady Rams trail by 5, 40-35. The wing, Carrie Smith. Smith flips it top side to Zedike. We're down to 35 seconds. Zedike drives left side, has the ball knocked away, out of bounds. Off of Zedike, turnover, Lady Apaches. Maggie Noggle with some fantastic defense. 40-35. Lady Rams get the ball. 34 seconds and counting. Hard across the timeline. Flips it to Meyer. Meyer into the Rams front court. Has the ball knocked away. She gets it back. Picks up her dribble. Left elbow. Gives it to Norden. Norden between the circles. Picks up her dribble. Looking. Gives it to Haar. Haar on the left side. Just inside the wing. Drives left side. Left baseline. Haar. Cross court pass. Intended for Amanda Meyer. Sails out of bounds. Turnover to Lady Rams with 12.3 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 40-35. Riley Miller still on the Apaches bench with the 4 fouls. Picked up her 4th foul early in the third quarter. Liv Moeller in. Maggie Noggle out. Haar, Norden, Meyer, Oakley, and Moeller on the floor for the Lady Rams. Recisa inbounds the ball to Klein. Klein with 8 seconds between the circles. Picked up by Haar. Klein drives right side. Throws up a runner. Shot's no good as she hits the deck. Her teammates pick her back up in front of the large Ram, painted by 1987 graduate Steve Kruger. Foul will be on Emily Haar. That's her 4th, team's 7th. Going to the line to the right, Kirsten Klein, 5'6 junior, 2 free throws. First free throw, up and good. Klein now with 11. Apaches increased the lead to 6, 41-35. 4 seconds remain in this third quarter. Klein will get one more. Toes the line. dribbles, right-hand push. Oh, this one's good. Klein with 12. 42-35. Har in the Rams' backcourt. Whistled for a travel. Turnover, Lady Rams. She went to pass it. Had a second thought about that. Whistled for a travel down to 1.2 seconds. That's what the Apaches will have to work with. Recisa inbounds the ball quickly. Smith, runner, no good after the buzzer. So we will head to the fourth quarter here at Tenora High School. Lady Rams trail 42-35. Lady Rams with 15 points in that quarter. Or I'm sorry, 12. 12 points in that quarter. Lady Apaches 11. Thanks for everybody for tuning in on Facebook Live or on the mobile app. We appreciate it. Nice crowd here tonight at Tenora High School, Ellen Moore Gymnasium. Lots of the ex-girls, some of them are here. Saw a few across the way. Just trying to find out where they went. So I could name. Sid Greaser is one of those that is here. Talking to a few of the girls from the past. When I get my age, you forget a lot of names. Madison Brown, I see her across the way. Start of the fourth quarter, 42-35. Lady Apaches with a 7-point lead. Fantastic showing in this finale for Kyle TG's Lady Rams. Opening possession will go to the Fairview Apaches in the start of the fourth quarter. Driving baseline is Klein. Klein quickly topside. Smith, three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Kylie Oakley for the Lady Rams. Hands it to Norton. Trista Norton across the timeline. Top of the three-point arc. Gives it to a runner running Liv Moeller. Shot off the rim, no good. The ball's on the floor. Picked up by Fairview's Kirsten Klein. Klein quickly head to Mueller, who drives. Shot is no good. It did not get up, but we have a whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Lady Rams' Tristan Norton. That's Norton's second, team's eighth. Going line to the right will be senior Riley Mueller. First free throw by Mueller, up and good. Mueller with 12. Played limited minutes here in the second half with those four fouls. One more coming for the senior Mueller. Right hand shot, rolls around and falls in. Riley Mueller with 13. 44-35. Fairview again with a 9-point lead. Norton comes down the right or the left side. Flips it back out to Oakley. Three-point shot from the left wing. No good. Rebound, Lady Apaches, Olivia Recisa. Recisa gives it to Zedike across the timeline. Over on the left side, Kirsten Klein. Klein between the circles, picked up by Liv Moeller. Klein, right side, Carrie Zedike. 7 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter here at Sonora. Fairview, Lady Apaches by 9. Three-point shot by Carrie Zedike is up and good from the left wing. Zedike with 9, 47-35 now. Lady Apaches with a 12-point lead as Tristan Norton. Left-hand shot, in and out. Rebound, Recisa. Recisa quickly head to Kerry Smith across the timeline on the near side. Flips it to Zedike. Zedike between the circles. Flips it on the wing to Mueller, who lets a 3-point shot go. Up and good. Riley Mueller with 16, 50-35 now. Lady Apaches on fire all of a sudden. 6:20 counting. Norton has the ball knocked away. She gets it back. Gives the ball to Frazier. Frazier drives, flips it in the corner to Oakley. Oakley, topside, Liv Moeller. 3-point shot from the left wing is good. Liv Moeller with her first three. 50-38. Lady Rams trail by 12 as we hit the 6-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Right side, Kristen Klein hits a cutting. Kerry Smith throws it off the window from the right side, and it's good. Kerry Smith with four. Or no, that's her first two. Kerry Smith with two, 52-38. 5:40 and counting as Norton drives right side. Or left side, sorry. Puts it back to Liv Moeller between the circles. Moeller drives left side, gets down low. Shots blocked by Recisa, but we have a whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Kirsten Klein. That's her second, team's seventh. So going to the line will be Liv Moeller, Nagel, and Haar in for the Lady Rams. Oakley and Meyer out. Liv Moeller will be shooting into the staged area here at Sonora High School. Moeller toes the line. Freshman's shot. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Tristan Norton. Norton throws up a runner. Right side, front rim, no good. Rebound, Maggie Nagel throws it out to Liv Moeller. Ball's intercepted by Kerry Smith. For Fairview, Smith throws it to Zedike. 5:20 and counting. 52-38. Lady Apaches stretching the lead here in the fourth quarter. Rosisa, right side, drives. Gets down low, flips it. Back, topside, Klein. Let's a three-point shot go. Rim, no good. Rebound, Tristan Norton. Norton and the Rams backcourt across the timeline here at Sonora High School. Gets inside the three-point arc from the right side. Flips it back outside to Liv Moeller. Let's a three-point shot go. It's up and good. Liv Moeller for three. Moeller with six. Lady Rams won't go away. It's 52-41. Norton with 14 for the Rams. Nagel with 8. Moeller with 6. Frazier with 6 for the Lady Apaches. Riley Mueller with 16. Kirsten Klein, 12. Carrie Zedike, 9. Olivia Rosisa with 4. So thanks for everybody for tuning in this final game here in this old gym for the girls. The boys will have their finale next Thursday against Ottaville. So if you couldn't make this game, make sure you stop out next Thursday for the final basketball game ever in this gym. Lady Apaches will inbound the ball. They have to go full court. Carrie Zedike gets the ball in, flips it. Still in the backcourt to Carrie Smith. Smith flips it into the front court to Kirsten Klein. Klein between the circles, picks up her dribble. Gets it to Zedike. Zedike on the right side. Throws it to Rosisa. Rosisa to Klein. Klein hits a cutting. Mueller. Mueller, floater in the lane. Rim, no good. Rebound ripped down by Tristan Norton. 5:30 and counting. Lady Rams trail by 11. 52-41. Norton across the timeline. Gets to the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Throws it back to Liv Moeller. Moeller, right side. Drives. Gives it to Frazier. Frazier drives lane. Floater, no good. Ball's on the floor. Rebound, Rosisa of the Lady Apaches to Zedike. Zedike quickly ahead to Klein. Klein drives right side. Gets to the right baseline. Flips it back out. Nobody there. Chased down by Zedike at the top of the three-point arc. Smith gives it to a cutting Rosisa, who throws it off the window from the right side. Olivia Rosisa with 6. 54-41. Lady Apaches with a 13-point lead with 3:50 and counting. Liv Moeller flips it back out to Frazier. Frazier gets down low, left-hand shot off the rim, no good. Rebound, Rosisa. 54-41. Lady Apaches, 3:30 and counting. Apaches into their front court. Kristen Klein right in front of the bench. Now drives, nobody picks her up. Throws up a runner, no good as she hits the deck. Rebound, Lady Rams. Haar down low, flips it back to Norton. Norton, topside the three-point arc. Bounce pass to Moeller. Moeller, three-point shot from the right wing is good. Liv Moeller with 9. Lady Rams cut it to 10. 54-44. Lady Rams just will not go away. 3:06 remaining. We have a whistle on the floor, and we have a timeout. Timeout to Nora. Rams timeout. Rams down to 2 timeouts. Fairview head coach Russell Zedike has 3 for his staff. Head coach Kyle TG and his staff, Kit TG and Michael Walker, like I said, are down to 2. Both teams in the bonus. Rams with 18 fouls. Fairview with 7. Not in the double bonus yet. Not sure who the alternating possession goes to. We're right in, actually on top of the scores table here at Sonora. Fantastic vantage point for a broadcast. It'll be our final broadcast here ever. Adam and LK have the game next Thursday, so this will be our final broadcast here at Sonora High School. Fantastic crowd here as Lady Apaches cross the timeline. Marshall. Marshall flips it back to Zedike. Zedike between the circles, picked up by Liv Moeller. Moeller off a pick. Fights through the pick. Zedike. Cross-court pass to Marshall. Marshall on the wing to Recisa. Recisa back to Zedike. Zedike between the circles, down to 240. Lady Apaches with a 10-point lead, 54-44. Zedike still between the circles, now floats into the right front court. Cross-court pass goes to Marshall. We have a whistle. Kylie Oakley tried a steal. Unsuccessful. Oakley also for the foul. Lady Rams now with 19 fouls. Oakley with 3. Going line to the right will be Lady Apache Jr. Michelle Marshall. Marshall with 5 points in the game. First free throw, front rim, no good. Rebound ripped down by Recisa. Recisa tied up, and we have a jump ball. Jump ball will go over to the Lady Rams. Inbounding the ball, Liv Moeller. Moeller across the timeline to Har. Har into the Rams front court. Gives it to Norton. Lets a three-point shot go. Back rim no good. Ball bounces around. Picked up by Riley Mueller. Mueller to Recisa. Recisa to Zedike. Across the timeline comes Zedike with 2:10 remaining. Zedike. Right side. Kerry Smith. Smith picked up by Kylie Oakley. Still dribbling. Flips it back to Zedike. 2 minutes remaining. 10-point lead, Fairview. Zedike bounce pass from the corner to Recisa. Recisa, between the circles, has the ball knocked away. Sails out of bounds in front of head coach Kyle Teege. Ball will stay with the Lady Apaches. 54-44. Inbounding the ball in front of the scores table, Kerry Smith throws it into Kerry Zedike. Zedike has the ball knocked away by Amanda Meyer out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Lady Apaches. Riley Mueller will inbound the ball for the Lady Apaches right in front of her own bench. Gets into Zedike. Zedike between the circles, guarded by Amanda Meyer. Zedike drives right side. Reverses her dribble. Drives right side again, and she runs into Amanda Meyer, who was whistled for the foul. That's Meyer's second, team's 10th. So going to the line, shooting two from here on out will be the Lady Apaches. Kerry Zedike going to the line. Zedike with 9. Nice looking freshman. First free throw. Rims around and falls out. One more free throw coming for Kerry Zedike. 3 dribbles. Right hand toss up. Back rim. Front rim. No good. Rebound. Olivia Recisa. Recisa on the rebound. We have a whistle and we have a foul. Foul will be on the Lady Rams. Emily Har whistled for the foul, and that is her fifth. That is Emily Har's fifth foul. So Har will foul out. Checking in will be Maggie Noggle. On the floor for the Rams, Noggle, Oakley, Moeller, Norden and Frazier. First free throw for Recisa is up and good. Recisa now 7. Second one also good. Recisa with 8. Olivia Recisa, nice looking junior. 56-44. We're down to 1:20 here at Tenora High School. Fairview with the lead as Norden drives baseline, spins in the lane, picks up her dribble. Cross court pass by Anna Frazier. Sails off her fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Rams. 1:17. Remaining. Amanda Meyer checks in. Kelly Oakley checks out. 56-44. Lady Apaches, 12-point lead. Fantastic showing by the Lady Rams in this finale tonight. Lady Apaches in the backcourt quickly ahead. Smith to Recisa. Recisa to Zedike. Zedike between the circles. Floats them to the wing. Back spins. Pass down low to Smith. Smith, topside. Zedike. Zedike with the ball, and she's knocked to the floor by Anna Frazier. He was going for a steal. So going to the line, shooting two will be Fairview freshman Kerry Zedike. Zedike with 9 points in the game. First free throw. Back rim. No good. Checking in, Taylor King, Casey Mavis. Out comes Mueller, and a few other of the Lady Apaches, or CISA. One more free throw coming for Z-Dyke. This one, back rim, no good. Rebound, Lady Rams. Noggle gives the ball to Norden. Norden across the timeline for the Lady Rams. We're down to 50 seconds. We have a whistle on the far side as ball's knocked free from Norden. Foul is on the Lady Apaches. That's their eighth team foul. Foul is on Kerry Z-Dyke. Checking in for Z-Dyke is Emily Singer. Z-Dyke exits with 9 points. Frazier going to the line for the Rams. First free throw, front rim, no good. Rebound, Kerry Frazier. Rams trail by 12, hit the 40-second mark. Still on the backcourt, Casey Mavis. Mavis passes to Kendall Baker. Baker in the game for Fairview. Baker to Singer. Singer has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Norden. Quickly ahead, Tristan Norden to Maggie Noggle. Chases it down. Saved by Anna Frazier. Frazier saves it. Noggle. Norden, three-point shot. Topside, no good. Rebound picked up by Fairview. Down to the last 5 seconds here at Tenora High School. Whistle, and we have a foul, 56-44. Going to the line for the Apaches will be Carrie Smith. First free throw by Smith is up and good. Smith with three. She gets one more free throw. 57-44. 3 seconds remain here at Tenora High School. Second free throw, nothing but the bottom of the net. Smith with four. Inbound pass comes to Amanda Meyer. Three-point shot. No good. And that's the final buzzer here from Tenora High School. Final score, 58-44. Lady Rams hung in there. But could not come away with the victory here. Fantastic showing in the season regular finale for the Lady Rams. Thanks again for everybody who tuned in. We appreciate it. This is our final broadcast here from the Ellen Moore Gymnasium. Final game for the Lady Rams here at the Ellen Moore Gymnasium. Girls tournament path will take them to Bluffton High School on the 19th. They will face the Liberty Benton Eagles next Thursday. The 20th will be the final game here at Tenora High School. The Ottaville team will travel over. So join us then, if you can, for the final basketball game ever at Tenora High School. So girls' final was tonight. Lady Rams played tough. Couldn't just have enough firepower at the end of the fourth quarter. But they played a very solid game against this very, very good Fairview Apache team. So again, thanks for everybody for tuning in. We'll see everybody some point in time in the future, probably with some baseball games. Like I said, Gubernath and Lindsey Keys has the game next Thursday, so I will not be doing that. So maybe we'll pick up a tournament game for the boys or girls, but we'll see what happens. But until then, appreciate everybody for tuning in. Facebook Live, on the phone app. So we will see everybody soon with either some tournament basketball or some baseball. So have a good sports night, everybody. And don't forget, tomorrow we will have the boys game tomorrow. I was getting a little ahead of myself. So we will have the boys game tomorrow.